Stone plays Charlie Brown of the album Milo's Xyloto. It's 7.5 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday, and that means it's time for the Topsad Lifestyle Wine of the Week with Eamon Dowling from Topsad Lifestyle. Eamon, lovely to see you again.
Thanks, Dave.
And today it's a rather posh bottle of Anura Malbec 2021 Reserve from Simmonsburg Pal. That's the area that it comes from. Cultivar is Malbec, which is a type of
varietal of grape, Dave, yeah. Very big in Argentina.
I was going to say, there was a special on just around the corner in Eat Street at the Peron Argentinian restaurant. I wonder if they're still running that, because that's a steak and a Malbec, and apparently they go so well together.
It does, it does.
But this is the very special.
This is a little bit more of a Malbec.
Ah, it's the real deal. This is even more proper.
That's also very good. I think it's the Fairview Malbec that they're doing there, which is also very, very good. And it was all bottled at Fairview and all export to Marks and Spencer's.
Okay. Yeah. And then we managed to land a few here.
We managed to get, I
along
argued,
the way.
I managed you to get a load for the store. Pallet. Yes.
Very good. So let's talk about this. This is, what can one expect from an Anura Malbec?
Well, Dave, you know, Malbec is very big at the moment in South Africa. There's a lot of people that have been overseas, have drank it, tasted it, and now they're looking for it here.
How does it differ from the South African Pinotage?
Oh, totally different, Dave. Totally different. Pinotage is basically what South Africa is known for, along with Chenin Blanc, but Air Pinotage was probably, it's the most well-known varietal that was originally grown here at the beginning of wine production in South Africa.
And hence the many red wine drinkers are Pinotage through and through.
True and true.
And not necessarily easily tempted to stray. But
Pinotage back then was, they made it in a style that was very, very harsh. No, I wouldn't say very harsh. It was very earthy, very...
Very South African.
Yeah, you could say that. Very earthy, quite strong, dry, very robust wine, very harsh with tannins and all that. But now the winemakers in the last 10 years have changed that style now and made it more easier to drink. So, and there's some good ones out there of Pinotage, along with Malbec. Normally Malbecs were used here in a blend, but now it's a straight cultivar that the guys have soon opened their eyes and said, let's make it as a single bottle, single cultivar.
So what we're effectively going to be looking for, according to the winemaker notes that we have in front of us, the wine is aged in oak for 20 months, 30% new French oak barrels and the rest in third and fourth fill barrels. And we've been often banging on about the fact that we know now that South Africans have become a little bit more weaned away from wood and gravitating towards more fruit in the wine.
In the wine, yes.
So we would be interested to see, and we will certainly in a couple of seconds get into it, whether or not this is a particularly wooded Malbec. But we'll see. Apparently, according to the tasting comments, what you can expect is sweet plums, mulberry and marzipan aromas with a rich mouthfeel and a long, smooth finish underlined by licorice spice and dried peach tones. Well, this is a very curious combination.
It's a very
of tastes
complex
and flavors.
Characteristics in there, Dave, yeah.
And it wonderfully pairs with grilled meats, rich tomato-based dishes and stews, or could also be enjoyed with a mature cheese board and sweet preserves, and is always, by the way, this is the big final push, a hit at any braai. Bang, bang, exclamation. So, what we're going to do right now is we're going to pop the top, and we'll have a quick sip or two, and come back on the other side of little music, and give you the good news or the bad. Let's hopefully hold thumbs for the good.
Do you remember when we used to dance? And an incident arose from circumstance. One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment, telling me what my heart meant. The heat of the moment, showed in your eyes. And now you find yourself in 82. The disco hotspots hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a poem like the dragon's wings. Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your
Asia, the heat of the moment. Well, we're cooling it off with a magnificent Anura Malbach 21 Reserve. It is what they say it is, and more. It's the first time I can honestly say that the tasting notes, whether it's auto-suggestion, whether it is a little bit of magic, I don't know. But for absolute fact, the dried peach tone is there.
It's there, yeah.
It's not overbearing, it's just pleasantly there.
It's pleasantly there, very faint. Mm. But it's present in the nose.
And
in,
as
in
you
the
suggested,
nose.
The licorice spice is definitely there on the nose. Mm. It's that rich mouth feel with long, smooth finish. All of that. And more. I think they've gone light on the tasting nose, they probably want you to make up your own story.
I think so, but it's got very soft tannins, especially on the sides of your palate. Yeah. But that big, rich mouthfeel is there. Very easy. And then the farm now, they founded the farm back in, the farm was bought in 1989 by the Jenny, who's a Timon Jenny and Lance Boma. So they're there, and the winemaker, Sander Maas, has been there for quite a long time. Okay. So he knows what he's doing. Plus, the area where it's in, as we said, Simsbury, it's got a lot of different soil types, microclimates there. So this grape varietal, the Malbec varietal, really adapts to that area there as well. So I think that's a lot contributes to what we're tasting in the glass today.
Indeed. If I was to make an observation, I would say that you're tasting more oak than we've recently had.
Yes.
So, not unpleasant, don't get me wrong.
It's not.
But it is certainly more oaked than some of those that we have recently sampled.
Yes.
So they haven't been listening to Mr. Fridgen. And possibly they're quite right. I don't know. I'm rather pleasant.
Well, a lot of people like that oak, especially in a red. But when it comes to Chardonnays, which are a lot Asian oak, some are Asian oak, and a lot of people are moving away from that oakiness in the Chardonnay, but they still want that vanilla and that butteriness that you get in the Chardonnay. Now, the winemakers now are doing a tremendous job there, I think, because it's quite a a lot of good Chardonnays out there that have been in wood, but not predominantly. The wood doesn't predominantly come through in on your palate. Which
okay.
is good.
This is an example of where I think it's been allowed to lie in the wood for a sufficient time for it to permeate, but not, as I said, not unpleasant at all.
Not too long.
It's a it's a very, very acceptably... noble is a word, but I would use possibly sophisticated even.
Yes. The berries that they use now are all selected, very all hand-picked, sorted, before they're going in to be... into the maceration process for making the wine.
Now, I would absolutely put money on the fact that if you paired this with a wonderful steak,
definitely,
or a mature cheese board with sweet preserve. But I would imagine that tonight a steak with the weather like this,
steak,
and a definitely. Glass or two, or maybe a bottle or two of this Anura Malbec 2021 Reserve, available at Tops right now. At what sort of price point?
Yeah, it's not badly priced at £215 a bottle.
Okay, so it's the kind of wine that you're not going to necessarily give out freely to your 21-year-old and 17-year-old sibling or brother or son or whatever. You're going to keep on. You're going to hold on to this one and share it with your loved one.
That you don't keep it in the kitchen where nobody can
but
see it.
You know what I'm talking about. This is for the serious wine lover, I think. And aren't we all? There it is. It's a fabulous idea. And are you going to be tasting this this weekend?
This weekend, Dave, yes. Saturday and Sunday, between 12 and 2 on both days, at the back of the store. Either myself or Valencia will be there. And we also have other tastings going on in the store today and tomorrow. We're doing a Venezuelan rum.
You were mentioning that we were chatting earlier, and you mentioned how good that was.
Yeah, we did the rum tasting last week.
Yeah, I was very impressed with the local, the local Charterhouse.
Yes, I thought that was very good. But this rum today now is just absolutely, I think, is fantastic. It is a little high priced, but for what's in the bottle, you're paying for every cent, every cent in it. It's absolutely gorgeous.
So you're doing a tasting there at the moment?
At the moment. That finishes at 4 today, unfortunately.
Oh, so it's just
but
over.
Tomorrow, Friday, it'll be same time tomorrow, 2 to 4.
So worth making a note, because I believe it's exquisite. Unfortunately, I will be on the other side of the divide, but... I wish I had been warned in advance. I would have postponed my trip. But there it is. This is lovely. The Anura Malbec 2021 Reserve. That's our wine of the week from Tops. Available right now by the caseload. You can taste it this weekend between 12 and 2, Saturday and Sunday, with our friend Eamon Darling and the team from Tops at Lifestyle. I would strongly recommend, if you're a red wine drinker and you would like to taste the difference between what we talked about earlier and the Malbec Reserve, go along and enjoy the tasting and then buy a bottle or two or a case or two. This is a wine I'm sure that's going to lie down as long as you want it to and improve.
It'll only get better, Dave, for the next 5, 6, maybe even longer.
So there it is. Stock up. Prices don't go down, huh?
No, unfortunately.
So, any competitions running at the moment?
Dave, we're negotiating at the moment with two suppliers, so hopefully next week I'll be able to make that announcement as to what it is. We don't want just a normal run-of-the-mill price. We want something exclusive and exquisite that matches our store.
Yeah. You've set the bar very high now, so we're waiting on your
unfortunately,
breath.
Not another Harley Davidson at the moment.
That was a lovely competition, huh?
That was brilliant.
Got to do that again sometime. Jeez, that really got people talking from all over the country, by the way. Who's making the noise? Listen, they just heard Harley Davidson. Let's make a noise. My friend Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle, the wine of the week, the Anura Malbec 2021 Reserve. Go get it while it's available at Tops. And it's available right now. Eamon, shall we meet again in a week's time?
That's correct, Dave. Thanks very much, Dave.
Wonderful as always.